Hello, everyone, and welcome to City Talk LA. I'm David Barrett, your host. I'm with MySafe LA. And today we're going to have our annual fireworks discussion. And this year we have a very special guest, LaVeya Mosley, who's going to share some really interesting information for other kids, and her mom, who's going to talk about parents and the impact that fireworks can have on the family. Just as a reminder, as we get started, fireworks of any kind are illegal in the city of Los Angeles. There's a number of small unincorporated areas around the city of LA that sell safe and sane fireworks, and we're going to talk about the difference between them and other fireworks in this discussion. But all fireworks, regardless of where they come from, regardless of what they cost, regardless of what it says on the box, they are illegal in Los Angeles. So now that we've got that out of the way, hi, LaVeya.
Hi. My name is LaVeya Mosley, and I am in the seventh grade. I play football and sometimes basketball, and I'm here to talk about the safety of fireworks inside of LA.
Well, I am really happy that you're joining us, and you are one brave young lady. I am delighted to know that you're active in sports. Tell us real briefly about, before we get into fireworks, tell us about playing football. What's that like for you?
I love playing football because
You play with the Rams girls youth squad, is that right?
Yeah, I also play tackle too with the boys. And I play DB and sometimes safety. And me and my sister are the only two girls on my team.
Wow. And do you both play defense?
No, she plays offense.
Oh, she does. So you're a double threat. You're a double threat. So one of the things that's really important for everyone to know is that LaVeya had a very traumatic thing happen to her as a result of fireworks. Perhaps, LaVeya, you could tell us about it in your own words. What happened?
So I was outside on July 5th, 10 a.m. I was outside with sparklers, my brothers and sisters. And one of my friends across the street, they found a firework on the sidewalk, and they brought it to me, and they told me that it was a smoke bomb. And I lit it. The stem was so short that it blew up in my hand, and I lost all my fingers. And I had to go to the hospital.
And which hand are we talking about?
My left hand.
And are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
So you're able to write and everything. And you were very resilient. When this happened to you, obviously you went to the hospital and you got medical care. But what was your mindset? How did you feel like, I'm going to be a survivor and strong, I'm going to teach others? What were you thinking?
I saw a whole bunch of firework patients inside the ICU. But even though I was injured, I really wanted to help people, other kids in the ICU. And I really wanted everybody to be calm. And
for your mom, not that any parent ever wants to hear about this, how did you find out what happened?
For me, it happened in our front yard. So when it happened, her sister was outside with her, and she ran out. Well, she was in the house at first, and she was using the restroom, and she ran out as soon as she heard the boom. And that's how I figured out, because her sister was screaming at the top of her lungs. And once everything happened, I was confused as to what even happened, because all I seen was body parts and her bleeding from her eyes, ears, nose. She was burnt. Her first layer of skin. So I was very, very confused as to what happened, and because I know I only bought them sparklers. And I'm like, there's no way sparklers could have did this. And that's the only firework I buy, because I've never really trusted fireworks, and I don't like fireworks, and I don't allow my kids to like fireworks. So when it happened, I was just very confused, like, what just happened and how did this happen? But then that goes more into the community. It wasn't more so of her having the firework, because the firework was found outside. It was like just easy access. The neighbor gave it to her. They thought it was safe, and it turned out to be one of the worst fireworks left outside on our street.
So I think one of the key points here is that this could happen to anyone at any time, right?
Yes, it happened to three different people on our block.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when someone says it's a smoke bomb, but it's something else, you tend to trust them, right? So it was a complete surprise.
Yeah, that's the importance of safety. Even though someone you trust is giving you something, you also have to think about, you know, take that extra precautions. Like, you know, okay, I can't pop this firework if it wasn't given to me by a parent and there's no adult right here. Under no circumstance, you shouldn't. And that's why, to me, safety about fireworks is very, very important, because the right precautions they should have took was to dilute that firework in some water after they knew that they weren't going to use them and it would have been dismantled.
That's right. You're absolutely right about that. So before we talk about firework safety a little bit, let's talk about the support that LaVeya got after this accident. I understand that just about everybody in Los Angeles wanted to jump through a hoop to help you. Who came to your rescue, so to speak, and who was there to support you, from the Rams or from the LA Police Department or the fire department? What happened then?
The fire department hosted this, I forgot what it's called, but they hosted one of these things.
First and foremost, Coach May was the one that reached out. He reached out directly, and his extent of he basically reached out to people on her behalf. He was like one of the main point of contacts that really, really had her back, because we were down and out. And he's with the Watts Rams also. So he was one of the main ones that really came through. And then the LA Fire Department, Chief Tingerini.
She's wonderful, isn't she?
Yes, she is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Sweetest ever, and she has the utmost respect when it comes to our community.
She was our fireworks guest last year.
Yeah.
So she is a tremendous leader and hopefully a good mentor for LaVeya and other young ladies, your sister, because it seems to me like your career in helping the community and being a leader yourself is just starting.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about firework safety a little bit. The first thing is, what would you tell LaVeya, other people your age, other 6th, 7th, 8th graders, in fact, any kids, but specifically kids who are old enough to think, well, maybe I'm old enough to use fireworks. What would you say to them?
I would say, don't ever go buy any illegal fireworks. You should go to a fireworks show where professionals do it.
Great. That's exactly right. We want to make certain that we don't touch fireworks of any kind. And so what would you tell kids if someone offers them free fireworks?
To give it to an adult, any adult.
That's right. Any adult. And the adults will know what to do. And they'll make sure that the right steps are taken, hopefully, and get the fireworks removed. And for LaVeya's mom, what would you tell other parents about fireworks?
I would say for this year, my goal is to tell parents to keep that bucket alongside of them. Because usually in our community, I don't see no one with a bucket of water to dilute these fireworks, even after they're being popped, because some of them still have that ammunition in them. So my thing is, I never see it. So even we have big trash cans that we use weekly for our trash dump. We could just make sure one of those are cleared out, fill it, you know, halfway with water. And let's just get to dumping those fireworks in there. That way these kids don't come behind us as the adults that are supposed to be the responsible ones that are lighting these fireworks so the kids can enjoy it, not the kids lighting the fireworks. We need to take that extra safety measure to make sure we're diluting them and cleaning up our community after ourselves so these kids don't come behind us and accidents happen.
You're absolutely right. You know, we teach firework safety in schools in Los Angeles. And one of the most common things that we hear from kids, particularly in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, is that once they learn how fireworks kind of injure people and how they scare animals and they hurt the emotions of veterans and that sort of thing, they're like, well, we don't want to have fireworks of our own. However, our parents already bought some. And so they're going to use them, right? So you've probably heard that yourself. So one of the things that's really important is if someone has purchased fireworks, we need to convince them that they shouldn't use them, even though they purchased them, right? So one thing that we can share with you and with the community is that in the San Fernando Valley, which I know it's a little bit of a drive, but Council Member Monica Rodriguez from Council District 7 does an annual fireworks buyback. And this is a really important thing for people that have gone out and purchased fireworks already. They have a place now where they can turn them in and receive a gift card in exchange. And I think that that is a good opportunity for
anyone.
That
is awesome.
What do you think about that?
That is amazing. I never heard of that. See, and that's the thing, that a lot of people are not aware of these type of things. And I feel like the awareness should be more, people should be more aware about these things so they know that it's available, even if they do change their minds. You know, we do talk to some people that's like, you know what, you're right, and things like that. And the fact that they don't know about these type of things, because this is my first time hearing it. So my key is to spread the awareness about these type of things, the buyback program. You know, that's great. That's awesome. I never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing for people to know. And you can visit the Council District 7 website, monicarodriguez.org, and learn more about the fireworks buyback. It's, I think, a pretty important thing for everyone to know about. I believe it's happening on Saturday, the 1st of July, but we'll double check that. But regardless, I know it's right in that weekend time period there. And I will add a note at the end of the broadcast today that has all of the accurate information. And then when people hear the podcast or when you share the information, make sure we tell people about the buyback, because one of the things we heard is kids' parents already made the purchase. And so because they bought it, they're going to use it. And we want to try and stop that. So LaVeya, what has the last year been like in terms of not just school, but sports, and how have you adapted?
I healed very fast with my injury. So they allowed me back in sports. I got cleared for my physical.
I never gave up.
I'm still getting my robotic hand.
Oh, tell me about a robotic hand. That sounds really interesting.
It's a mechanical hand, but since I'm so young right now, I can't get the electric one fully. So I'm going to get a mechanical one. And I've been working on that for about 6 months now.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So there's two different options when it comes to, there's a lot of options when it comes to the hand. As she was saying, she's too young right now. She's speaking on the fact that her hand, she's still growing. So if we get her $5,000, a $50,000 bionic hand, and she's already grew within the next year, she would need one every year.
So
she went on ahead and picked the mechanical hand, which the mechanical one is not bionic, so it doesn't connect directly to her nerves where she can move it on her own. It's more mechanical to where she can move the fingers and put them in whatever position she wants to. And with that being said, she can, those parts are detachable. So as she grow, she can, the parts can be detached and attached to her growing. And then once she gets of age to where she feel like she's comfortable with her size and she's not really growing too much around 20, 21, then the option will be the bionic hand, because that way she could keep it for a few years.
That's amazing. Now, if you're wearing a mechanical hand, do you have to remove it when you're playing sports, or can you wear it?
No, I don't have to remove it. I can wear it while I'm playing sports.
Yeah, you take it off when you're playing sports. And so have any of these experiences given you some inspiration about what you might want to do when you grow up? Do you have any idea yet, or are you still figuring that out?
Still gonna live your dream.
I'm gonna still live my dream, play sports, probably basketball.
That's outstanding. So is basketball your favorite sport?
Yes.
And
it's like football and basketball is 50-50.
Right. So you're going to go to a college somewhere where you can play at the collegiate level?
Yep.
That's just outstanding. I think that what you've shared is really, really important. And What would you tell kids? So we've spoken about firework safety from the perspective of just don't do it, right? Just don't use it. But what would you tell other kids about overcoming adversity? In other words, if something bad happens to them, how do they get through that? You're very brave and you are calm and collected, which is amazing. Would you tell them the same thing, or what would you tell them about? Because not everyone's as strong as you are emotionally, and they may not have the parental support that you have. So what would you say to other kids about getting through a problem successfully? What would you tell them?
I'll say you'll get through it because life goes on. You can still do anything you want to, just follow your heart.
That is the most wonderful thing anyone could ever say. It's just fantastic. And Lavea's mom.
Yes.
What would you tell other parents about keeping track of their kids or managing something like that that happens? Do you have a message for them that's beyond fireworks, just about parenting and...
Yes. If you go with the, if you look inside the community, there's always community support. I feel like there's other people that this happened to. There's always people to understand. I think you shouldn't stay to yourself. You should reach out to your community, any concerns, if you need a therapist, anything to that matter, the support is there. It's probably, you probably have to go and look for it, but all I say is support your child. Let them, don't limit them to the things that they can't do. I would say challenge them into doing the things that they believe in and let them live their dreams. Don't stricken them. Don't give them the insight that they're going to be depressed or anything like that. Just let them know that everything's going to be okay. Everything happens for a reason and life still goes on. And just live your dreams to the best way you can. Even if you were born with two hands and one is missing, make it work. Never give up. Never, ever give up. Because guess what? We're still living. We're still breathing. And that's the golden part about the situation. You still have your life. People don't understand these fireworks could take your life. You're still alive. You survive. Push through. You're here for a reason.
That is the most wonderful advice anyone could share with anyone else. Thank you both very, very much. And to update us all, everyone listening, and you guys as well, as it relates to Monica Rodriguez's fireworks buyback. It's an anonymous fireworks program, so no one takes your name, no one does anything that would track you or that anyone would know anything about you. It takes place on Saturday, July 1st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so from 9 in the morning until 12 noon. When you turn in your fireworks, you're going to get a gift card, so it has some monetary benefit for everyone that wants to do it. And the LA Police Department will be there. The LA City Fire Department will be there. My Safe LA will be there. It's going to take place in Mission Hills, California, at the Brand Park parking lot. The address for that is 15121 South Brand Boulevard. And it's in Mission Hills. The most important thing to tell you is if you're going to turn your fireworks in, put them in the trunk of your car. Don't keep them in the car with you. Put them in the trunk of the car, and when you get there, someone from the LAPD's bomb squad or an authorized official will open your trunk and take them and then provide you with a gift card. It's designed to be a fun event, and it's not supposed to be where you're feeling sad or down. This is, you're doing something good for yourself and good for the community. So consider what Council District 7 is doing for the community in this regard and what Monica Rodriguez is championing, which is that even if you've purchased fireworks, please consider turning them in and not using them. So, Lavea, thank you. And
one thing I do want to add is that let's not forget the beauty of fireworks. These kids love to see the sparks in the sky and the city lit up. Let's just take them to places, Disneyland, or just places that these professionals are trained and ready to show these kids the light, to light the sky. It is not always up to us to do it for our kids. There are trained professionals out there that can still make it an enjoyable holiday.
It's absolutely true. Our phrase about fireworks is to think about your neighbors and to leave fireworks to the professionals. Go see a free, yes, hopefully free, professional show. Great advice, And you've both been wonderful guests. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me today. And I hope everyone who's listening takes Lavea's words to heart, because she's living proof that you can pursue your dreams even when obstacles arise. She was not a perpetrator of anything other than thinking that she was having fun with her friends, and this accident occurred. So it's really easy. We never think it'll happen to us. We always think it'll happen to someone else until it does happen to us. So take care of yourself. Have a safe 4th of July. And thank you very much for listening. My name is David Barrett. I'm from MySafe LA. And if you want to learn more about fireworks, visit us online at www.mysafela.org. Thanks, everybody. And thank you, Lavea, and your mom.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, thank you, too. Enjoy the holidays.